Coach Mike Pettine, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you're going to get these guys on the field tomorrow. I know the rules limit exactly what you can do, the extent to which you can do it on the field. But what's going to be noticeable, say, to the players that's going to say, this is, you know, your program, this is the new way of doing business? What's going to shine through to maybe even those of us watching?
Well, I think they've already got a little bit of an experience of it in phase two when we were able to go out on the field with them, that I think they're going to see a staff that's extremely organized, that we'll have practice planned out to the minute, and that we're going to coach them hard. I mean, we're going to set high standards for them, and this is something we'd said right from day one, that we're going to follow through on that, that they're going to be graded on every rep that they take, and hopefully they see that they're being taught by they'll get the feel that they're being taught by experts in this industry, guys that are the absolute among the best at their positions, that are going to not only tell them how to do it, they're going to show them how to do it, whether it's with a film clip. It's hard to have high standards, and I talked to the staff about this. You have to show them what it's supposed to look like. And everybody learns different. Some guys you can explain it, some guys you can put it in writing, other guys that you have to show it to them visually. And I think our staff's done an outstanding job of that so far, preparing teach tapes. This is a certain call that we're going to run. These are some cut-ups of what that call is supposed to look like, or a certain technique is supposed to look like. And I think the players will appreciate it, that we're going to be that detail-oriented, as the coaching staff.
Coach, from talking to the players, they've all been very impressed. You mentioned the organization, things that I've been told so far about your regime. Organization, accountability, incredible communication, and it's all business at the end of the day. And I've gotten a sense, multiple players have said to me, publicly and privately, that they've never worked harder and they feel a sense of buy-in here. What do you hope to further that? How do you hope to further that in this mini camp? And what are the ultimate goals for you from this mini camp?
I think to continue with that mentality. The only thing I don't like about that, he just said that we're all business. We're not all business. We'll step back at some point and have some fun with them. But I think in the beginning it's tough that they need to see what our standards are and what we're looking for. But I just think it's continuing that day to day, that they want to see persistent, relentless coaching. Just as we're going to want them to be persistent and relentless as players, that we're not going to be in a position where we can relax as a staff. We get 5 weeks off of June. We can June into July. We'll relax plenty as a staff. But until then, that I know for us to be successful, it can't start well. I'm sure every NFL team, their offseason has started well. But we need to, it needs to be every day. It needs to become a habit. You build habits. Your habits in the fall are built in the spring, and I think that the sooner we can get ingrained in our guys that we're going to take our reps full speed, and when we're stepping a certain way, here's how we're going to do it, and when we do execute a technique with our hands, this is where we're going to place them. All those little things, we're going to put those bricks in the wall now in the spring so they become second nature in the fall.